Now let's go to another author. Again, we have short chats with some of the finest authors in the country, and here's one. Diana Sheets is on the line, and Diana and I talked a while back about another book, but her latest is called American Suite. That's S-U-I-T-E. Hi, Diana.
Hi, how are you?
Good to talk to you again.
It's nice talking with you, George.
You have won a lot of acclaim, and let me just read a little something here. Well, I could read the reviews, but you won a lot of acclaim for your style. In this case, you got a book that is called An Edgy Comedy of Manners by some, and it involves a typical, shall we call them a WASP family with some new additions to the family. Is that right?
Yes. Well, I thought we could have some fun with what's happening today in the modern American family. So it would be a WASP family that has a cultural, multicultural edge to it. So... It's Rosalyn, who's the mother, who's Christian, and she thinks she's Jewish, and she swears in Yiddish, and she lives in New York, and then she's got a daughter in Connecticut who has three children, and a single daughter who's left New York for the Flatlands. And so the children of Sophie have really embraced a number of different religions. One is, the youngest is Christian, the middle is Hindu, and the eldest is Jewish, following his grandmother. So, and along the way, Arissa, who's single in the Midwest, falls in love with an ex-con who happens to be African-American. And so every time there's a holiday, there's a collision of cultures.
And isn't that now what you would call typically American?
I think it is. I think it is.
That's really good. You what was the previous book? I'm sorry. We talked.
Yeah, the first one was. It's a much darker story. It's called The Cusp of Dreams.
That's
and
right.
And it's really it's a dark tale about the downsizing of America with comedy, but it's painful. This one is really what I call comedy with just enough pain to make it interesting, but it's comedy.
Well, my co-host on the line is Bonnie. She's a terrific reader and has her own radio show on the internet, and Bonnie and I have talked about a lot of books over the years, but there's nothing better than a book like this with interesting characters mixed up from all different walks of life, and in this case, all different faiths coming together. Wouldn't you say, Bonnie?
Oh, absolutely, and I think it's just amazing how you can keep it straight, Diana. It sounds fascinating.
You know, you might
be headed for my show. You never know.
You know, yeah, that's right. We'll set you guys up. You know, I used to do that years ago. I remember the Philip Roth books.
Yeah.
Goodbye Columbus and all those books. That was groundbreaking in the late 60s and stuff.
Yep.
Do you think now that it's more recognizable and people more identify with the situations in your book, American Suite, because it is happening more and more?
Yeah, I think the advantage that Roth had is that he could still shock people. It's gotten almost impossible to, and so therefore the books would sell. But what I wanted to do was sort of take a Garrison Keillor situation and have it, hit head on with a Woody Allen type scenario and sort of see what happens when you have all of these collisions of cultures, including Arissa has this debauched affair with, in a very terrible relationship with a Hollywood screenwriter producer. So she ends up writing her, tell-all memoir that's turned into a movie. So it gives this very larger-than-life, very much in the tradition of Roth or Tom Wolfe, and hopefully a panoramic look at America today.
Well, you write great characters, and I guess... I always think screenplay. When I read your first book, I thought screenplay. I thought teleplay. This sort of, I can't help but think of these movies that are out today that drive me crazy because they're all the same. They all star Jennifer Aniston. They're all cut, right out of the same mold. I like things with a little edge to them. So.
So do I. And I want a story that surprises me. And I hope there are still readers out there that want that too.
So oh, I think so. We're adding American Suite to our list by Diana Sheets, S-H-E-E-T-S. It's great to talk to you again, Diana. You're a very funny, crafty, sharp writer. I really appreciate you coming on tonight.
I really appreciate it, Jordan.
Thanks. Bye-bye.